Who's the Half-Blood Prince?
Who?
That's what it says right here. This book is property of the Half-Blood Prince.
The mysteries unfold in ever-darkening shadows in this sixth Harry Potter film as Harry and friends head back for another session under the guidance of Headmaster Dumbledore at Hogwarts School of Magic.
Mum sort of lost it last week. Said Ginny and I had no business going back to Hogwarts. But it's too dangerous.
Oh, come on. If this is Hogwarts we're talking about. It's Dumbledore. What could be safer?
There's been a lot of talk recently that Dumbledore's got a bit old.
Well, rubbish. Well, he's only... What is he?
150? Give or take a few years?
In this installment, it's not all wands, spells, and potions for the now teenaged Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Despite their magical wizard powers, who can resist young love?
I'm in love with her!
Oh, I'm fine, you're in love with her. Have you ever actually met her?
Can you introduce me?
Rupert Grint is once again Harry's best friend, Ron Weasley.
This is Ron's best year at Hogwarts, I think. He gets a girlfriend, joins the Quidditch team for the first time, and it was nice to have something to really get stuck into, and I really enjoyed it, yeah.
It may be a good year for Ron, from the broomstick-riding, high-flying game of Quidditch to hugs and stolen kisses from his new girlfriend, but Emma Watson says her character, Hermione Granger, has to deal with unrequited love from that very same red-headed wizard in training.
I think in the films we've seen quite a strong Hermione, quite a kind of girl power Hermione. She's the brains behind the operation, kind of dragging the guys around with her. But in this one I think you see a very different Hermione. She's much more fragile and vulnerable and emotional, and you know, she's experiencing her first heartache, really. I think she's very confused by how she feels about Ron and how upset she is when he kisses someone else. And so it was fun. It was a challenge for me to play this much more emotional and vulnerable person.
Hey, she's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.
But I am the chosen one. Hey, sorry. Kidding.
If the prophecies are to be believed, Harry Potter is the chosen one who will keep this wonderful world of magic from falling to the dark forces of Lord Voldemort. Daniel Radcliffe says this time he had to find the character's new inner strength.
The big change for Harry this year is his relationship with Dumbledore. He's always been very much teacher and student, and this year it kind of changes to being a general with his favourite lieutenant. You know, I mean, Harry becomes a foot soldier in this movie, and happy to be so.
The place to which we journey tonight is extremely dangerous. I promised you could accompany me, and I stand by that promise. But there is one condition. You must obey every command I give you without question.
Yes, sir.
You do understand what I'm saying. Should I tell you to hide, you hide. Should I tell you to run, you run. Should I tell you to abandon me and save yourself, you must do so. Your word, Harry.
My word.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is definitely for fans who grew up avidly devouring the books and cheering the previous five films. Director David Yates says it does expect audiences to be thoroughly familiar with all things Harry.
We have conversations about that all the time, basically, about how much exposition do we have, ultimately. And I think very early on we talked about the notion of putting this story in the moment and allowing the audience to just parachute in and go with it. And they're really tricky, tricky, tricky books to adapt because there's so much plot and there's so much detail that's actually really hard making those decisions about what's left in and what's left out. But ultimately, I think we've got to that phase in these movies where I think we all feel it's a good thing to just kind of get the audience to buckle in and go, and not necessarily weigh them down with too much information about what's gone before. They can always go back to the DVDs, they can always go back to the books, and we are kind of trading a little bit on what's been there before, but we hope they, you know, forgive some of the leaps that we make.
This place has known magic. Very dark. Very powerful. This time, I cannot hope to destroy it alone.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince features Michael Gambon one more time as Headmaster Dumbledore. Jim Broadbent joins the Hogwarts faculty, along with series veterans Alan Rickman, Maggie Smith, and Robbie Coltrane. The screenplay is by Steve Clovis, who has adapted the last book of the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, into a two-part finale, that is, a pair of movies, currently in production under the direction, again, of David Yates. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.